Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, there it is. That's Misha Era from Patrick Cassidy, of course, from the great Shebeil, who we love. Patrick's in front of me. Patrick, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Marty.
It's lovely to see you in Ireland for a change.
Likewise, it's always a pleasure, Marty.
Thank you, sir.
Love dropping in.
Oh, you're very kind. Listen, I played Shebeil, and you know we play her often because we love her to bits. And of course, she's not singing. She's working her to become a doctor.
That's right.
I think it's a great... We miss her. We miss her presence, and we miss her beautiful voice as well.
Yes.
With new music. Would you not write something for her and slip it under the old door when she's studying?
I must do that, but she decided she would pursue medicine in Galway.
I know, it's fantastic for her.
And that's a very, very tough course to do.
It is,
obviously.
Yeah, and as a fellow said, a proper job.
So, and a proper job, yeah. And also I'm a lady of many talents.
Yes, absolutely, but I think she's wonderful, I really do. But I think, we were having a chat recently about her, and my colleague friend Ian and I have decided that you write the music, Brendan Graham writes the words, and she sings for Ireland at the Eurovision. What do you think? Could we have a chat about that?
You know, we didn't too badly this year, you know.
We did very well. Yeah. Very unusual production, but to come sixth for the first time in years.
We did very well.
We did. So I hope I've sowed a seed now when you're beyond Dante.
Okay. All right.
You have the most amazing event coming up. Dante, the opera, the epic opera that is Dante. How long have you been putting this together, Patrick?
Well, the aria Vita Curmaeum,
yes,
was the seed of this opera because the text for that aria, the libretto for that aria, was a poem by Dante, and it was many years later then that I had the idea of writing the opera, and it's been a kind of an on again, off again project for a good number of years, but finally I found a home and it's Hove. You know, I've been working with Hove now for the last 18 months on the project, and you know, the premiere is on Saturday.
And you must be high as a kite inside with excitement, and maybe nervousness too, perhaps, but excitement at the fact that it's come to fruition.
And I'm particularly happy with the rehearsals, which have really, really gone amazingly well.
Yeah.
The standard is just astonishing.
Can you give us a sense of what people can expect who are going to be in the auditorium that night?
Well, the opera tells us, rather than the opera being the Divine Comedy, which is Dante's greatest piece of literature, the opera tells the story of Dante's own life. So the opera starts with the first meeting of Dante and Beatrice when they're both 9 years of age, and the opera ends when they are reunited in At the Gates of Paradise.
Yes.
You see, Beatrice had died at a very young age, so Dante went on this quest in the underworld and finally found his Beatrice again, and that's where the opera ends.
It's like a real love story, isn't it?
It is a love story, yes.
And
there's many harrowing episodes in the middle, particularly the voyage through the Inferno, which is hell, basically.
Yes. What drew you to it, though? What for you, Patrick? Where did you suddenly, or when did you come upon it as a subject?
Well, you know, Dante is a huge literary figure, and to quote T.S. Eliot, there is Dante and Shakespeare divide the world between them. There is no third. But Dante then is at a disadvantage because he wrote in Italian, which is not the universal language that English is today.
Yes.
But it is an amazing piece of literature, the Divine Comedy. And it's been a particularly great influence on many Irish writers like W.B. Yeats and James Joyce.
Now, for you, this weekend, you are going to be fated, I trust, and people will be saying, by golly. And people who know of your work will think about the 1916 work that you did and the Mass, and here's this opera. Talk about spreading your wings. You know, so many different areas that you're comfortable in, which I love the fact that you're comfortable in all these areas.
Well, I consider myself very fortunate that I'm able to work in different genres. And, I mean, the 1916 project was very special to me because it was here at home, and I got to spend a whole year in Ireland. And, you know, after being in L.A. for 20 years, that was really, really special.
Yeah.
And I love doing movies, and movies are a great vehicle for, you know, promoting myself as a composer as well, because it's popular culture. But my real love is doing classical music and particularly opera.
Yeah.
And this is my first opera. Hopefully it's the first of many.
Is that your plan? Would that be the plan now?
Yes, I love writing opera and cantatas. That's
and is it more difficult? Because it's yet another direction for you. Is it more difficult, do you find, or easy?
It is more difficult, but it's more rewarding because in an opera, it's really down to the composer, whereas in a movie, the composer is a hired hand and he's working for the director. In this situation, you know, the opera is my own creation.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's all your baby.
Yes.
Yeah. And in terms of, did you write the words?
Well, the words were written by Dante.
Oh, you've just taken the words from Dante.
What I did was I abridged Dante's words.
I see.
In order to create a story.
Yeah. The other thing is, you mentioned the piece of music that we've all loved for years, Vide Cormeum. It's amazing the power. We play it in the radio, and as you know, I mean, originally from Hannibal, but the amazing thing is people still love that piece of music and ask us to play it. It's incredible, isn't it? It still has that connection with people.
Yeah, I mean, that piece was the seed of the opera.
Yes.
And, you know, it'll be the second scene. In Dante the Opera now, so it's got its home in Hannibal, but now also in Dante the Opera.
That's very true. Well, here it is. This is Vide Cormeum, the version that we favour, as the fellow said, around these parts, which is the one with Daniel Denise and Bruno Lazzaretti and the Lyndhurst Orchestra and the boys choir Libera.
That's right, yes.
Libera. This is it. This is Patrick Cassidy's Vide Cormeum. Vide Cor Meum, Patrick, which never ceases to bring joy. There, obviously, there's new music. Claudia Boyle as well has covered with the RTE Concert Orchestra a piece from Dante.
Yes, Io son dolce sirena, yeah. I am the sweet siren. In this piece, Dante is tempted by a siren when he's halfway through purgatory, and she's trying to lead him off his path. But then he, while he's dreaming of the siren, Beatrice also appears in his dream, and she puts him back on the right path.
Yeah. Come here, did you must have had nightmares half the time, did you, going through Dante's backstory?
I mean, it is very dark.
Yeah, but you're a happy fella, and your brother Frank, who I know well too, is another happy fella. So, like, it's a very dark story, and to because you had to immerse yourself in it. Mm. So, I don't know, I wouldn't be sleeping at all. I'd be leaving the light on all night.
Well, you know, it makes for great drama, though.
Of course, because
when you go down to the depths of hell,
yeah,
and then, you know, you're elevated up to paradise and Beatrice, you know, you've got, as I say in LA, you have all the angles, all the elements. Yeah.
As the fellow said, if you're down the depths of hell, things can only get better.
Exactly.
There is that. There is a positivity to it, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so when Dante happens this weekend, firstly, just to check with some people, it's pronounced Hof, H-O-F,
yes,
in Germany, Theater Hof. It's there for 7 performances.
That's correct, yes.
And does it then move somewhere else, or what would be your plan for it now?
You know, I would like it to have a production beyond Hof, and we will see what will happen. But that's, I've got the premiere, and that's the most important thing.
Sure.
I mean, I would love to bring it to Italy. Obviously, I would love to bring it to Ireland at some stage as well.
Sure.
And anybody listening who can help me in that regard,
please ring this number.
Ring Frank.
Frank, your brother who handles all that carry on. That's right, because you're steeped in the artistic elements.
Yes.
And he will do the business. Of course, he will. But it would be important, wouldn't it? It'd be awful if after 7 performances, it didn't get another. Like, it needs to have a life of its own.
But I'm very happy that the premiere now is in Hof, because they have given it so much energy. And, you know, the Germans do classical music really like nobody else. They are amazing. And Hof is in, it's a small city in Bavaria, but it's a very important area in the history of music in Germany. Close by we have Leipzig, which is the city of Bach, and then we also, which is Bayreuth, which is where we have the Wagner Opera Festival. That's only 20 minutes drive from Hof.
And when will you stay for the full run? You will, I presume.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And then
I'm going to come back to Ireland maybe once or twice during it. But I'm going to go out to.
Well, it's handy. It's handier than Los Angeles, obviously, from Germany.
Yeah.
And will you then return to Los Angeles? Is that?
Then I'm back to Los Angeles. But actually, later on this year, I'm going to Rome to do a movie. So when I'm in Europe, I tend to come on and back to Ireland.
Yeah.
So I'll drop in again when I'm doing.
Well, your
that.
Family haven't you? Family in Ireland. I mean, it's important.
My mother lives in Limerick.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
And good morning.
She's
to
a
her.
Big. She's a big fan
of yours.
Of yours.
Oh, all right. Good. We're both okay then. Well, I just say good morning to Mrs. Cassidy this morning. What's her first name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, good morning. And thank you for being with us of a morning. We're keeping up. Don't worry, we're shining a light on your son constantly. Don't you be worrying about that. One thing, when you say you're going to Rome, there's a movie in Rome that you're doing, yeah?
Yes.
So you base yourself down in Rome,
yeah?
Yeah,
I will be there for 3 months.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be awful.
Yeah.
Rome for 3 months.
That's an awful
that, to
affliction.
Me, is potential heaven.
It is. I love Rome.
Oh, me too. It's my favourite city in the world.
It's actually my favourite as well.
Go
it's
off. Just, we should bring your mother. We could go for lunch and kind of hang about.
Hey,
I love it.
Great idea.
I love the city. Yes. And is it a particularly Italian-esque piece of work you're doing? You probably can't tell me now.
It's an English language movie.
Oh, brilliant.
And the director is Carlo Carlei. I met him in Rome last week, and Now, it's had a couple of different working titles.
Sure.
But the main character in the movie is actually a composer, which makes it very intriguing for me.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Yeah. Well, listen, have a great time in Rome. I'm as jealous. We'd have to get your address.
Listen, drop over.
Well, my current wife and myself, any opportunity
drop
we get.
Drop over for a weekend.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Please do.
You know what? You're going to hate yourself for telling me this. Yeah. Listen, we better wrap up. And just want to finish up with Claudia, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
And it's, how do you pronounce this one again?
Io son dolce serena.
Io son dolce serena. And there's a fine cast of baritones and mezzo-sopranos and all the rest of it. And Dante, by the way, is being played, is it by Minseo Kim?
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
And
he's got a beautiful voice.
Has he?
Absolutely beautiful voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get to see it in its entirety. Dante, From Inferno to Paradise, 15th of June until the 12th of July. Patrick, it's never anything but a pleasure. God bless you.
And thank you, Martin.
Pass on my regards to Frankie, see if he can get us an old room in Rome.
Listen, don't worry about it. You're welcome.
Deal done.
Please come.
Here's Claudia.